have a Bible, if you could please turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 6. Genesis, chapter 6 this morning. I'd like to touch on the life of Noah this morning. Noah, a man of faith. In Genesis, chapter 6, verse number 8, the Bible reads, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would teach us this morning how we can find that same grace and give evidence of that grace in our lives. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Each month this year, there will be an emphasis on one of the heroes of faith that are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, obviously, we will not cover every individual mentioned in this wonderful chapter of the Bible. But we will highlight some of those individuals. And during your life stage classes, for those involved in the teen class up, you will be studying various individuals mentioned within Hebrews chapter 11 during the course of this term. Abraham is the focus of this month. Faithful Abraham. And we looked at faithful Abraham yesterday morning at our leadership training time, and I'll share a few more thoughts this evening about Abraham. But for the sake of this morning, I'd like to spend a few moments and make reference to a man by the name of Noah. Noah had a famous grandfather. His name was Methuselah. Methuselah lived to the ripe old age of 969. So Noah had a good pedigree. And I'd like for us to take a few moments this morning and look at some qualities in the life of Noah. Noah was a man of faith. And the Bible teaches us that in verse number 8 of Genesis chapter 6 that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The name Noah means rest or quiet place. And the Bible teaches us that Noah experienced grace. So even though the main focus of this month is Abraham, I'd like for you to just consider that Noah being the focus of January that has just passed. He is worthy of note because the Bible teaches us that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God found grace in this man, Noah. This simply means that Noah placed his faith in the God of the Bible for his salvation. If you go to Hebrews, please, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 7. This man Noah gave evidence of the grace of God in his life. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, the Bible reads, "But Noah, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." And I believe it's important that we take note of the fact that concerning these individuals that are referred to in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, that Noah is that individual that is referred to as a man that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Just like he was spared from destruction within that ark by placing our faith in the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ, we likewise can be spared from eternal destruction. See, Noah experienced the grace of God by faith, the Bible teaches us. And we must place our faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's ark of deliverance from sin. And thereby we can partake of God's unmerited favor. Now the Bible teaches us back in Genesis chapter 6, verse number 9, it goes on to read, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. I'd like you to focus upon that word just. Noah was justified before God. And there in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible teaches us that he was a joint heir of righteousness by faith. There is a connection in the Bible between faith and grace. So here in Genesis chapter 6, the Bible refers to Noah finding grace. And there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, the Bible refers to Noah experiencing God's righteousness by faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible reads, for by grace are you saved through faith? So faith and grace are interconnected. And just like Noah experienced God's grace by not only placing his faith in the God of the Bible and giving evidence of placing his faith in the God of the Bible by obeying the word of God and building this great ark by which he and his family were delivered from judgment. My friend, this morning, the Bible teaches us that all our righteousness are as filthy rags. We were all born with a sinful nature, and the wages of sin, yes, is death, eternal separation from God. And there is an ark of deliverance. That ark is Jesus Christ. And just like Noah and his family were delivered from physical destruction by taking that step of faith and entering that ark, so likewise you and I can be delivered from eternal destruction by inviting Jesus Christ, the ark of God's deliverance, by faith to be our Savior. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible reads that we are justified by faith. See, Noah was a just man. Justification before God can only be achieved not by our own works, but only by placing our faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. See, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was not only delivered from physical destruction, Noah was delivered from spiritual destruction. My friend, this morning, the Bible teaches us, it's appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. The hand of God's judgment will take place. Judgment day is coming for all. But my friend, you can be delivered from God's just judgment by entering into God's ark, so to speak. That ark is Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he paid in full for our sin. He became sin for us, one who knew no sin. And the Bible teaches us he was buried. And on day number 3, he arose from the dead. In doing so, he provides access for men, women, and children into the very presence of God. And my friend, if you, by faith, will enter into God's ark of salvation, which is Jesus Christ, you also can experience God's grace. See, Noah was a man that experienced the grace of God. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And my friend, God's grace is available for you this morning. It is by grace we are saved, via faith alone, not based upon what we can do, but based upon what Christ has done completely by dying on the cross for our sins. And if you will just simply repent of your sin and by faith receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, at that point you can enter into God's ark of deliverance and be delivered from eternal destruction to come. See, Noah found that grace. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And this grace in Noah's life was evident. It was evident by the fact that he walked with God. Note then verse number 9 of Genesis chapter 6. The Bible goes on to read, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect." That word perfect does not mean sinless. It has the idea of maturity. Noah was a mature child of God. He gave evidence of spiritual maturity. And the Bible goes on to teach in verse 9 that Noah walked with God. So this grace in Noah's life was evident by the fact that he walked with God. And that simply means that Noah had a personal walk with God. There was open communication between Noah and his God. Back in Genesis chapter 5, verse number 22, the Bible also makes reference to another character that walked with God. His name is Enoch. Genesis chapter 5, verse 22, "And Enoch walked with God." So Enoch was a man that had a consistent walk with God. Noah was a man that had a consistent walk with God. And by Noah being a man that walks with God, he gave evidence of the fact that he was justified, and he gave evidence of the fact that he had experienced the grace of God. See, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. And my friend, if you have received Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, there should be a desire to please the very God that you claim that you know. See, Noah experienced God's grace, not based upon his own merits. God provided deliverance, not only in his son to come for Noah, but for those of us that have been born from the time of Christ onwards, which I guess is all of us. We look back to what Christ has done, but Noah looked forward by faith concerning a coming Messiah, and he placed his faith in the God of the Bible. He was justified by faith in the God of the Bible. We likewise are justified by faith in the God of the Bible as we look back to the cross and what Christ accomplished on our behalf. See, Noah experienced this grace, and he was justified as a result of God's grace by faith, as it reads in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. And Noah gave evidence of this grace at work in his life, the grace of salvation by faith, in that the Bible teaches us that Noah had a consistent walk with God. Now we can spend a little bit of time focusing upon this. In chapter 6, for example, verse number 13 and verse number 17, Noah gave evidence of the fact that he walked with God because Noah could take the hard sayings, those hard sayings from God. And that's one way that we can evidence we can give evidence of the fact that we have a close relationship with somebody is when we can take those hard sayings, when we can take it on the chin. Somebody that you have a close relationship with, one that you know intimately and personally, it's far easier to take that rebuke from them, is it not? Or to receive those hard sayings, quote unquote. And see, Noah had such a consistent walk with God, and that was evident by the fact that Noah could handle what God had to say to him. And God said to Noah, Noah, I'm going to bring destruction upon the world. I'm just not happy with the way my creation is behaving. I'm going to destroy all of mankind, all living things on the face of the earth. And see, Noah could take that. But also we read in chapter 6, verse number 14, and moving on to verse number 22, please, of Genesis 6, the Bible reads, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. See, Noah gave evidence of the fact that he walked with God because Noah was obedient to God's word. There was obedience. But also Noah was willing to follow God's guidance. In chapter 8, verses 11 to 13, as Noah awaits that time of which he was allowed to leave the ark, Noah patiently awaits for God's direction and God's affirmation concerning the exact time to leave the ark. So we see Noah walking with God. He could take the hard sayings. He was obedient to the word of God. He followed God's direction. We see also here in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, that upon leaving the ark, note then verse 20, please. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And this altar that Noah built upon leaving the ark was a time of expressing gratitude concerning God's deliverance. Noah had a spirit of gratitude towards his God. Noah gave evidence of the fact that he walked with God by the fact that he was prepared to take time to demonstrate a spirit of gratitude. And when you and I have a close and intimate relationship with our God, so likewise we will have a grateful spirit. Those that you love dearly, those that you are close to, if there is a healthy relationship between you and that individual, then there should be the expression of gratitude within that relationship. And we see this in the life of Noah. We also see from the life of Noah that Noah gave evidence of the fact that he walked with God because Noah just simply believed God's promises. Took God at his word and he simply believed what God had said. And God said to Noah, I will put a rainbow in the heavenlies just to remind you that I will never destroy the world again by water. And Noah just simply believed what God had said. He had that faith to simply believe and rest his faith in the promises of God. See, Noah experienced God's grace, my friend, by faith. And there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, the Bible teaches that he is an heir of righteousness. And for those of us that have received Jesus Christ as Savior, we are likewise joint heirs of God's righteousness. That inheritance is ours by faith in Jesus Christ. And Noah experienced God's grace by faith. And this was evident by the fact that this man walked with God. And let me ask you this morning, for those of us that claim to know Jesus Christ as Savior, is your faith evident by your walk with God? Is your faith evident by your personal walk with God? Are we maintaining a relationship with the God of the Bible? Do we walk with God See, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. By faith, he experienced God's righteousness. He was considered a just man. And Noah gave evidence of this grace that was at work in his heart, of which he partook of by faith, by walking with God. Is our faith evident by our walk with God? Well, it was evident in Noah's life because the Bible teaches us that Noah was not only a just man, he was perfect. He gave evidence of spiritual maturity, but also Noah walked with God. Do you walk with God? Do we give evidence of God's grace? The grace of God received by faith. Do we give evidence of God's grace in our lives by spending time with God daily? Do people see the evidence of you and I walking with God? My friend, that is your priority as a child of God. That is my priority as a child of God. It's the most important relationship that you and I have, for those of us that have received Jesus Christ as Savior, is our personal walk with God. Secondly, this morning, not only did Noah give evidence of God's grace in his life by his walk with God, but secondly, this morning, Noah gave evidence of God's grace at work in his life by his work for God. Not only his walk with God, but his work for God. 2 Peter, please, chapter 2. 2 Peter, chapter 2. Verse number 5. 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 5 reads, "And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly." The Bible teaches us that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Noah was a man that found grace in the eyes of God. He was a just man. He was a perfect man. He was a man that walked with God. And here we are taught that Noah was a preacher. He was a preacher of God's righteousness. That simply means that Noah was diligent in warning men, women, and children concerning pending judgment. He was a diligent witness in his day. And my friend, we can give evidence of God's grace at work in our lives by choosing to be a witness for Jesus Christ. See, until the coming of the flood, Noah was a preacher of righteousness. That is, man needs to be justified before God. And this justification is a measure of God's grace by faith. See, Noah was a faithful witness. He preached God's deliverance. He preached God's salvation. But also he preached judgment to come for all those that will reject God's offer of grace. And so likewise, my friend, we are commanded to be a witness, are we not? For those of us that have experienced God's grace by faith, for those of us that are heirs of righteousness by faith, this wonderful grace that we experience is not something that we are to keep to ourselves. It is a grace that we must pass on to others. Please, will somebody say amen? It is not for you to hoard the grace of God. For those of us that have received God's grace, none of us deserve the grace of God. I'm thankful that I experienced the grace of God at the age of 14. But I'm thankful that friends of mine had enough concern for me that they were willing to share that same grace that they experienced. They were willing to share that grace with me. I'm thankful for that. That's why I still remember their names. I can still picture their faces. I'm thankful for these individuals that shared grace with me at the age of 14. And so likewise, my friend, for those of us that have found grace, have experienced the grace of God, it's our responsibility to tell others. To tell others. Because judgment is coming. And Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And as he preached the righteousness of God by faith, he also preached a message of judgment. God's judgment will come. And Noah preached that message very diligently. And he called for men and women and children to escape the judgment of God by entering that ark. See, that ark that Noah built was not only built for Noah and his family. It was built for all. Yes, we know that only Noah's family was delivered. But my friend, access to that ark was available to all. To all. Nobody was excluded. Noah was obedient to that calling upon his life. A preacher of righteousness. And my friend, this morning, for those of us that have experienced the grace of God by faith, do we give evidence of God's grace by, number one, walking with God daily, and secondly, by working for God daily? This is our charge. And this is my charge to you this morning. We must obey the charge to be a witness. To be a witness to others of God's salvation in 2012. Just like Noah of old. Even though Noah did not fully understand the fact of God's judgment, that God was going to judge the world by water from above, and yet he had yet to experience rain in his day, but he just simply believed the Bible. God said that I'm going to judge the world, and Noah just believed that. And here's Noah building this huge boat in the middle of nowhere and preaching a message of righteousness that God's going to rain judgment for 40 days and 40 nights and you can be delivered. And even though I'm sure Noah didn't fully understand the message and how this was going to take place, yet he just simply obeyed the word of God. And Noah was a faithful witness, even though he saw little results. The Bible teaches us only his wife and three sons and their wives were saved. A total of eight from the human race were saved. Noah was a faithful preacher of righteousness, and all he had was eight converts, including himself. And my friend, may God help us to be a faithful witness. Even though we might seemingly see little results, we are just called upon to be faithful. And that's what Noah was. So even though Noah didn't fully understand what was taking place and how God was actually going to pour out his judgment, he was a witness, nevertheless. And even though Noah saw little result, he continued to be a faithful witness. And also, I'd like for us to note concerning Noah's witnesses that Noah was a faithful witness even though he was in the minority. I doubt there were others witnessing of God's salvation. The Bible makes no reference to Ham, Shem, and Japheth being a witness. Maybe they were, but the Bible is silent. The Bible makes no reference to any of the wives being a witness, but Noah was a faithful witness. And my friend, even though the person seated beside you or before you or behind you is not the witness that they ought to be, that's no excuse. Let's determine to stand alone and be a witness for God's glory. And also I'd like for us to note concerning Noah's witness, I have no doubt in my mind that he was mocked and ridiculed as he built this huge boat in the middle of nowhere and preached righteousness. God's judgment's coming, said Noah. God's judgment's coming, said Noah. And as people mocked him and said, Noah, how is this judgment going to be? Well, the Bible teaches us, God has told me, said Noah, that it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. And you could just imagine the mocking and the ridicule that he experienced. But Noah, it's never rained. What's rain? We've never had water fall from the sky before. And you're telling us that it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights? Oh, Noah was ridiculed and mocked, no doubt. Yet he continued to be a preacher of righteousness. And my friend, as you and I choose to be a witness for Christ, be warned, you might be ridiculed. You might be mocked as you seek to be that witness. Noah was a wonderful witness for Christ. He was a wonderful witness for his God. He was a preacher of righteousness. Noah had a genuine faith in his God. He experienced God's grace by faith, Hebrews chapter 11. And therefore he was declared righteous, and he gave evidence of this grace by walking with God and by working for God. And my friend, I'd like to encourage you, let's walk with God. Let's work for God. We are God's ambassadors. We are ambassadors of Christ and for Christ. And God has charged us with a great commission. God has charged us with a mandate to preach the gospel to every creature. That's your charge. That's my charge as a child of God. My friend, this morning, are you saved from sin? Are you delivered from God's judgment? Only faith in Jesus Christ, God's ark of salvation, is the only means of escape. The only means of escaping God's judgment. And for those of us that have experienced that salvation in Christ Jesus, I'm thankful that all those that were within that ark, they were safe, they were secure during that time of judgment. And so likewise, for those of us that have received Jesus Christ as Savior, we are safe in our ark, Jesus Christ. Nothing will ever separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And in the safety of that ark, may we not take that for granted, but may God help us to walk with Him, and may God help us to work for Him and be a witness for Christ. I'd like to encourage you during this new year before us, make a commitment. Please make a commitment to be a witness for Christ. Not only personally, but also on a regular basis. Be involved in organized soul winning. It's good for us. One is not at the exclusion of the other. All of us should be involved in witnessing day by day as God opens up those doors of opportunity. But I believe it's important for all of God's people to be involved in organized soul winning. It'll put some steel in your backbone. Yes, it will. When you knock on somebody's door and you preach the message of salvation and you warn them concerning judgment to come, watch out. Some might not be so excited about your visit. But I'm thankful for men like Noah that continue to preach. It's the message that's needed today. And my friend, that's the message we're called to declare. Noah had few results, but that's beside the point. Some have said to me, well, Pastor, why do you go door knocking? Does it work? That's beside the point. It's obedience to tell others about Christ. How are we going to have those opportunities to witness for Christ on a regular basis if we don't go out. All of us have little circles of people we come in contact with, and yes, witness to them. But also we need to broaden that circle by being involved in organized soul winning and telling others about Christ. See, Noah not only told those that he knew about his God, but also he told the whole world. All those that he could reach, he sought to be a witness. May God help us to be a witness for Christ and to make that commitment to be involved in soul winning. Not only personally, but also organized soul winning. And you can be involved in that ministry within this church. We'll teach you. We'll train you. We'll help you to be a preacher of righteousness. And God just wants us to be faithful. Noah saw little results. The results is not the issue. The issue is obedience. Obedience to being a witness for Christ. May God help us to be a witness for His glory from here on. Let's bow for prayer.